Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the RLF Network, where we provide real-life solutions to real-life situations for Christ-centered living. Listen to our live shows online, chat with our hosts and special guests, or check out our archive recordings by simply typing our web address into your browser, www.blogtalkradio.com/RLS Network. During each show, our phone lines are open for all callers to ask questions or make comments. Just dial area code 347-857-3441. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RLS Network. And now for our show.
Show, and I am your host, Coach L-Y-V-E, Live Your Life. And today's guest host is Miss Jamisa Mickles. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Well,
that's
first
great.
I would like to tell you, thank you for being a part of Miracles Do Happen radio show. I'm excited about, you know, you giving your testimony on tonight and, you know, just excited about the way God is going to use you on this call to not only for yourself to help you, but to also to help others as well. So I'm excited about tonight's call.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, my dear. Anytime. So tonight's topic is help me fight for a kidney. So as you guys may know, or for those that doesn't know, tonight's call I would like to dedicate to my sister Jamisa Mickles in regards to, you know, what she's currently fighting against, what she's currently dealing with, and also to talk about the event that will be occurring on Saturday, May 21st, between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. But before we get into the show, let's open up with a word of prayer. Dear Father God, as we come to you in need of prayer, Father God, we say thank you, God. God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, Father God. Not only forgive us of our sins, but also forgive us of those we may have hurt and forgive those that may have hurt ourselves and others as well, Father God. God, as we come to you, excuse me, in the need of prayer, Father God, God, we ask that you minister to the callers on tonight, Father God, for we all have some type of battle, Father God, that we may be dealing with. We're all dealing with something, Father God. So, Father God, I pray that on tonight that as this call, well, when the call comes to an end, Father God, that we'll all be able to walk away with something. something that will give us the strength and the courage to continue to push forward despite the situation that we may be currently facing, Father God. And even if right now we're not facing anything, Father God, or any type of sickness, Father God, that You are giving us those strategies and the strength now, Father God, to prepare us for those journeys that may come ahead. So, Father God, I pray that you just have your way on tonight, Father God, and I pray that your will be done on tonight's call, Father God, and not our will. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, I always like to open up with the definition of what the show, what the show is about. So tonight's topic is help me fight for a kidney. So the definition of help me fight for a kidney is help. Easier for someone to do something by offering one service or resources, assistance, serve someone with food or drink, me. Used by a speaker to refer to himself or herself as the object of a verb or a preposition. Fight. Take part in a violent struggle involving the exchange of physical blows or the use of weapons. A violent confrontation or struggle. Four. Used to indicate the place someone or something is going to or towards. Used to indicate the person or thing that something is sent or given to, or used to indicate the thing that something is meant to be used with. A. The first letter of the alphabet in English. One designated especially as the first in order or class. And kidney. Each of a pair of organs in the abdomen cavity of mammals, birds, and reptiles excreting urine. So that is the definition of help me fight for a kidney. So, Ms. Jamisa, let me ask you this. How do you, before I ask that question, let me give you the chance or the opportunity for you to let the listeners or the callers know what it is you're fighting for and the cause, and just give us a little bit of information about what you're currently fighting for.
Okay. I've been going through this kidney disease for 13 years. I started out with it at the age of 12. And I was going to play volleyball, had to get a physical, and, you know, I had a real detailed physical because of my mom. That's just her. And they told me, you know, I have some issues going on, need to go see a specialist. And the name of my disease is FSGS, and it's minimum change disease, which that minimized over time. Actually, I was supposed to come out of this disease as a child because it is a childhood disease, but I've carried mine on. So we like to joke a lot and say, you know, I haven't grown up yet. I'm still a baby. But with this disease, it has now scarred my kidneys to the point to where I'm leaking a lot of protein, and it's time to go on dialysis or either have a kidney transplant. And that's what I'm fighting hard for now, to lose the weight that I need to be able to do that. Everything else is fine. It's just the point of losing weight, so I'm fighting for that kidney.
And I am believing God for your kidney. I'm believing God. You know how sometimes we don't always receive healing on this side. We receive our healing on the other side.
Exactly.
But I'm believing that you're going to receive your healing on this side. I remember when me and you went, and we went and met with Ms. Deborah Toole, and when we was all talking, she said that she was like, you know, I believe you're going to receive your healing on this side. So I'm standing in agreement with her because I believe you are as well. And
exactly.
I believe, you know, God has a purpose for everything, but I believe that you, as y'all would say, you haven't grew up yet. I feel that it's only to make you stronger and only for you to have a stronger testimony. So I just say, you know, continue to be encouraged and just continue to be be who God has called you to be.
Exactly.
Regardless of what you're facing and what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. I know you said that you've been dealing with this since you was 12, correct?
Uh huh.
So what has your life been like as far as being a teen to going into adulthood to becoming a mother, knowing that you have had to deal with this on a daily basis?
Okay, in the beginning, I would say I was invisible. I thought nothing can touch me, as any child do. So I wouldn't say I didn't care, but, you know, I just knew I had to take a few pills, keep my blood pressure down. You know, I would feel bad some days, but I was untouchable, so I was able to move through, you know, that point. But as I got to probably around the time I had my son, you know, things started to say, okay, started to click in my head, you know, this disease is really bad, you know, because they had to change my medication, you know, for me to even carry my son. And I only carried him for 26 weeks because I had toxemia and preeclampsia. I stayed in a stroke level for a while with him. And, a week, matter of fact. So I stayed drugged up. I mean, they even paralyzed me from the waist down. And, you know, a lot of things went through. So that's when it started to click and say, hey, you got a disease and you have to slow down. And you're going to have to take the medications. You're going to have to go to doctor visits. You're going to have to do the right thing. You have to start to make yourself, okay, I'm not invisible anymore. I'm a human. If I want to live and fight to be here for my son, I have to do it. You know, I have to take it. And so I would say growing up was okay. I just knew I had to take the medication. Knew I had to grow up pretty fast because that was, the medication part, missing school for doctor visits. You know, at one point, you know, I would get sick for a while, had to do homebound, stuff like that. So, you know, it was a course over time that I really had to, you know, start thinking about growing up. It's time to start doing, you know, doing right by myself if I want to live out. And that's the way I am to this point. I have definitely accepted my kidney disease and going to the doctor and being sick and everything like that. So, it's been rough. But, you know, right now, I mean, I can honestly say it's been worth it. I mean, building my faith and building to who I am now. So yes, it's been a journey.
But look at God, you're still here. You're still
exactly.
You know, you're able to stand tall and tell people like, hey, this is something that I'm currently facing. But
mm-hmm.
There's a God that I serve that has
exactly.
allowed me to, you know, stand here today to say this to you or
mm-hmm.
to show you that, you know, with God, we can overcome all different types of obstacles. So it just encouraged me because, you know, as you being a mother, I'm not exactly sure if you're a single mother or not, but as you being a mother, you know, and when I talk to you, I never really hear you down, even though
mm-hmm.
you may not feel good at the time. I think even that day, matter of fact, I think it was the day that when we met with Miss Tule, I think you were saying that you wasn't feeling well that day or something. It was one of the days that I was talking to you, but
mm-hmm.
you let me know, like, hey, I'm not feeling good, but in your voice it didn't sound like you wasn't feeling good. So that's a good thing. You're not allowing what you're currently facing, you're not allowing it to stop you from being happy or to stop you from just being you.
Exactly, exactly. And I try to stand strong because I know, and just by my past with my dad being a pastor, I know that a lot of people look at me and they look at me for many different reasons, and I try to stand strong and not let them know that no matter what you go through, I mean, my disease, basically dialysis, is a life support, and I try to let people know, you know, you can fight anything that you, as long as you have God in it, you can fight it. It's possible. Yes, I'm not always the happiest person every single day, and no one is. But I have to remember, but God, because God has been there for me, and I'm here today. I've coded twice in my life, but God has brought me back each time, you know, and with the help of the doctors and nurses. So I'm very thankful for what he's done for me, and I try to look at it, you know, and say, but God, because God has really done a lot for me in my life. So I have to be thankful to him and just stay encouraged. I have to, and I have to be strong for the people that are looking for me, looking at me for different examples. And, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm the one to look at it, but, you know, I'm thankful just having that background, being able to pray for another person, being able to encourage another person, you know, even though I'm going through what I'm going through. So I'm really blessed. I can honestly say that. And that's good. And, you know, it really shows, like, when we face certain things and certain trials and tribulations in our life, it will really show you where people stand with their walk with God. And the reason why I say that is because I remember one day I was in a nail shop, and excuse me, it was this lady in there, and she was saying that she had went to the doctor, and the doctor was saying that she had breast cancer, and she was like, and the doctor was telling her that there was going to be, she was going to have to start chemo, and she was like, what am I starting chemo for? Like, I don't have breast cancer, so there's no reason for me to be taking chemo. But it just let me know that she instantly had that in her mind, like, I'm healed. Like, I don't have any breast cancer to where I have to get chemo. I'm already healed by the power of the blood. And it gave me more hope, or just, you know, a little bit more courage, and just trusting in God and certain things that we face in our life, because of the way she said it, the way she addressed it. She was very confident.
Yes.
Very confident.
Yes.
Excuse me. If I do apologize. My throat has kind of been bothering me, so I probably would be kind of coughing, or, you know, whatever, however you say it, whenever you be having to stop, and, you know what I'm saying, because my throat been irritating me, so please forgive me. I just be killing it, and I'm not getting sick. But, so, what is, as you being a mother, and knowing that you have a son that looks up to you, and a son that you have to raise on a daily basis, like, what is that life? I mean, what is that like, knowing that on a daily basis you have to be a mother, but you also have to deal with what you're fighting?
That is hard. Yes, I do have a son, but I also have a niece that stays here with us. So it's pretty hard, you know, to deal with, because they see me when I'm sick. They see me when I have to go to the hospital. They see my medication. You know, by the grace of God, I'm glad that I have two parents that, you know, are willing to be, you know, a mother and a father figure for my son, and which on my good days, we work it out. And then some on my bad days, you know, I'm still saying, Jeremiah, stop, Naya, stop. But, you know, we make it work, and, you know, it really woke me up. My son, they were writing something in school for Mother's Day, and I was reading through it, and one of the things, it was like, my mom really likes to sleep. So, yes, he noticed that my mom sleep, and which they know that I'm sick. No, they don't know the capacity of it, but they do, you know that I'm sick, and they ask me every morning, you know, how are you feeling? And I can be feeling, you know, horrible. And some mornings when they come in, after they come from school, you know, they're saying, you know, Auntie, we tried to wake you up and all of that. And I'm like, okay, so what happened? You just rolled over. And that be the case of the medication, because it do have me very drowsy. But, you know, it's rough. And I just pray to God and I just ask God, you know, let me at least see the kids get straight. You know, let me be able to have a life with them as well. You know, whether that be on dialysis, whether that be with the kidney transplant, or whether that be with my kidneys. You know, I pray to God and say, God, you know, I want to enjoy motherhood. I want to be there for him, you know, because he needs me. You know, yes, he has grandparents. Yes, he has uncles, aunts, cousins. But he needs his mother. I don't want him to grow up without a mother. So, we try and make it work for what it is, but it is hard when you are ill and you have a child. So for the ones that are not ill, I ask you, and I know this is not this type of conversation, but God has led me and telling me to say this. For the ones of you that are mothers, or for the ones of you that are fathers, spend time with your children, you know, as much as possible. Well, I know we all have to work, but if you're able, you know, read a book, tell a story. You know, I know we have to fuss and we have to spread a rod for a child. That's what God speaks of. But, you know, we have to do those things. But as much as you can, spend that time with them and, you know, try to be the best parent that you can. You know, it's not a handbook out here. Be the best parent that you can. Have them grow up, you know, better than you. Want your children to be better than you. So just do that, because I can't sometimes. I can't take my baby to Chuck E. Cheese every weekend. You know, I can't do that. But if you can, do that. Enjoy your child, because it's hard for me. And I, you know, I ask you, you know, beg and plead with you right now, you know, do that for your child as much as you can, and get them in a church and just do as much as you can while raising your child. I'm sorry, Martika.
And you know what? You're fine, because I was honestly going to say I received that, because I'm actually guilty of that myself, actually, because I do work a lot. And then, so like my days that I'm not working, like whenever I work, I'm in the shop, like I'm in there like long hours. And so it is times where I don't spend time with my kids. So I was going to actually say I received that, because the days that I'm not working, like I'm probably somewhere like trying to sleep or somewhere trying to do something else. And home is very important in building that relationship, you know, with your kids. And so that is something that I have actually, that's something that I prayed about to God. Like, God, you know, I want a better relationship with my kids. I don't want that relationship that I had with my parents. You know, not saying that my parents were bad, but, well, my daddy wasn't there until I got older, but my mama worked all the time. So it's like I'm falling right into that same footstep, you know what I'm saying, that my mama did. My mama was always at work. And so I see myself falling to that same footstep, like always at work. So that is something that I would say that I do pray about. So I received that.
Okay.
I mean, and the thing about with this call or with every show, like, honestly, when I say Holy Spirit, have your way. So if that's something that God wants to say, whether it's from me, from the guests, or even from the listeners that may want to actually give a comment or ask a question, you know, I say God can have his way, because at the end of the day, whenever I do this show, I do it for God's glory, but I do it for all of us to walk away with something that can help make us better, you know, something to help uplift and edify the kingdom of God. I don't do it for myself. So you don't have to apologize for saying that, because if that was something that God laid on your heart, I say thank you for being obedient and saying it.
Amen.
So you okay, babe? Because I'm going to tell you, it's just like every Sunday, I mean not every Sunday, every show, it seemed like I'd be crying, because it's something that be said that it hit me. Because I always say, every show I walk away with something. So, okay. Baby, it's okay. If God plays something else on your heart, feel free to say that too. So you only have one child, right?
Yes, I have one son that's Jeremiah, and like I said, I have a niece that's in the home with me and my parents, and that's Anaya. So So I take Naya as my baby as well. And now I'm not saying her parents don't do, but I take Naya as for my child as well. So you might as well say I have two, because I'm pretty sure if you ever see me, I have both of them with me. But, yes, just one biological child, I guess.
Right. And because when I heard you say my son, but then I heard you say they, so I'm like, wait a minute. Then I heard you say something about the little girl. I'm like, so wait a minute, how many kids she got? I thought she only had one. But, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So for all my listeners that's currently listening, tonight's guest host is my sister, Jamisa Mickles, and we're currently talking about what tonight's topic is, Help Me to Fight for a Kidney. And we were just currently talking about her current situation and what it was like with dealing with what she has to deal with on a daily basis on top of being a mother. So if you have any question or a comment, please feel free to press 1. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to press 1. So, Ms. Jamis, and you know what? I get tongue twisted every time I try to say your first name because I always call you Shay. And it's often when I first see your Facebook page and I see that name, I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is. I know Shay, but I knew that was your name. But I just always called you Shay.
Yes, it's fine. Either one is fine.
Right, so if I get tongue twisted trying to say your first name, please excuse me, because okay, so my next question that I have for you, about these men, or even, matter of fact, you do have a kidney walk event that's coming up as well, right?
Yes, that is June the 11th, and that'll be from, we have to register, you know, once you get there at 7:45, and the walk starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But it's National Kidney Foundation, and what it's doing, you know, raising money for is, research and stuff like that with different kidney diseases, because it's not only a minimal change disease, it's polycystic kidney diseases, all sorts of different diseases, and every day I hear something different, you know, about people with kidneys, people not born with kidneys, and, you know, it's unbelievable what the human body, you know, can do, what God desires for you to have. So it's just raising money for research. You know, if I ever needed a high-priced medication once I get a transplant, they help with transplant payments and stuff like that. But you have to, you know, been on dialysis or getting a kidney transplant, you know, for them to step in for you.
So where did you say it was going to be at again?
It's going to be, let me find the address, I'm sorry. It is, if my mom didn't tear it out of here. We were actually on the way home, so I'm in the car. But anyway, it's Gateway Village, and it's on 800 West Trade, and that's Charlotte, North Carolina, 28202. And my team name is Built to Last, of course. I've been using that ever since Pastor Katiti had one of the women conference, because I truly believe that I'm built to last. No matter what comes against me, I'm built to last for it. So, yes, and if you guys want to give a donation to that, you can just go on the National Kidney Foundation and do it that way.
And also, are you still currently collecting money for your T-shirts?
I am. I'm going up there tomorrow. The T-shirt lady, she's had a couple issues. I know she left last week for Ohio because her mother-in-law was sick. So I'm going to meet with her on tomorrow. But I'll be collecting money, you know, getting T-shirts. As long as I have more than 10, she's willing to run off. But the ones that I'm trying to get now are for the event on the 21st. But so hopefully she can pull it off between this week. So everyone pray in agreement with me, because I want to get some T-shirts made. But, yes, I am still collecting money, and you can send me an inbox on Facebook if you would like to get them, or you can send it through Marquita, and she can get it for me you know, let me know what sizes and all of that. She has up to toddler sizes, 2T through 6X.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, you know, just kind of put that out there for you, for the listeners, to let them know, you know, there are other ways that they can donate if they would like, and if they would like, and they can also get a T-shirt as well to help support you. So I just wanted to throw that out there for the listeners so they can actually know exactly that they can actually purchase T-shirts or other ways that they can help if they're interested.
Yeah, so, and I'm sorry, you didn't mention that the T-shirts are $10 for adults and $6 for children that are in the children's sizes.
Oh, okay, I apologize. I'm having phone issues. Okay. So, well, thank you so much for sharing that. I was going to say I got my money, but I forgot I already gave it to you.
Yes.
So, my next question, I'm currently hosting an event for you this Saturday at the Well Center from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and there will be a lot of different activities and things to keep everyone occupied, so it'll never be a dull moment this Saturday at the event. How do you feel about the event, and what are you expecting God to do at this event?
I am overjoyed. I mean, I'm very appreciative for, you know, you saying, okay, let's do a carnival, let's do a benefit, let's do it before the kidney walk. Even though I'm like, no, I want to get the kidney walk out of the way, you push for it. So thank you again. Thank you over and over and over again. But I am overjoyed for what God is going to do. Like I put on Facebook today, I'm expecting God to do some mighty things, even though it's a benefit for me and it's going to benefit, you know, for my medications, for doctor visits, you know, because I'm doing a lot of those right now. You know, I really feel that God is going to move. He's going to move mountains. He's going to move situations, you know, things that you're maybe going through right now. And, you know, even on this phone call, God is going to do some things. And just come out and enjoy yourself. You know, we're going to laugh. We're going to talk, take pictures, you know, do the different events the different games that we're going to have, the popcorn, the snow cone machine, the bouncy house, the performance, anything, just do, you know, even if you're seeking prayer, we're going to have Elder Tule there, we're going to have other ministers there, myself, if you would like prayer, my dad is going to be there, you know, anybody, if you want to reach out and just talk. You know, let God have his way. Whatever God puts on your heart to say to me or to encourage me, do so. Because I'm always looking for encouraging things, you know. I really feel God is going to save souls. This community is going to be blessed by this event. So don't think you're just coming out to benefit me. No, God is going to shower down and he's going to rain upon us and he's going to visit you. He's going to give you something to take home with you and be prepared for Sunday. You know, he's going to, I really feel this in my heart, guys. I've been praying for, ever since Marquita said something about this event, I've been praying and asking God, you know, God, I know that we're going to do the games, but I'm asking you now that you have your way, that you rain down upon us, that you give us, you know, different insights on different situations. Yes, I'm going through a kidney battle, but you may be going through something in your heart today that you need to be, you know, transformed from, that you want God to come in, step into your heart and do something new in you. I'm going through a kidney battle, but I have emotional things that I'm going through right now. And I just ask God to touch it, you know, be that vessel. I'm a willing vessel for God. And I pray that everyone, you know, learn how to be accepting unto him, that you just say yes when you come here. And I know I'm going on and on and on, but I just want God to do some amazing things, and I really think he is going to do them. I believe that he is going to do them at the Well Church, and that's what we're all about. We love our church. I love it. Yes, I haven't been going, but live stream, thank God for live stream, but I love it. And Pastor Revelle and Pastor Kay, I love them to death. And I believe that atmosphere regardless. Yes, we're going to be outside, but just being in the atmosphere is going to move mountains. So please come out and enjoy yourself. And again, I'm talking, and just have fun. Just have fun in God. And we would love to see you, whether you buy something or you don't purchase anything. We would love to have you. Just come on out.
Amen. And, you know, it's crazy that you said that because even though, yeah, you were saying, no, I want to wait till the kitten, you're all like I wasn't feeling what you were saying. I just wasn't feeling it because I'm like, okay, this kidney walk is for, yeah, it's going to be beneficial for you, and it's going to be beneficial for other people, but at the same time, like, this kidney walk right now is not going to help you with the things that you need. So, like, I wasn't trying to, you know, override with what you were saying, but I just felt that in my heart that you needed something. And I don't know exactly what it is, you know what I'm saying? It may be not only just you, it might be me, it might be just the community as a whole. And when I first laid out the idea, I had kind of had a vision, you know, I had started plotting, like, okay, I'm going to do this for this right here, and I'm going to do that. And then I was going to use Agape for the parking lot, because I seen the Agape for the parking lot, the first location that I was going to use, I seen all that, but I guess I seen the vision backwards. Because once I started thinking a little bit more into it and, you know, actually focusing on my vision, I'm like, you know, excuse me.
Oh, you all right?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. As I kept focusing on the vision, like, I stayed up late one night, like, really, like, contemplating and just, like, thinking. I'm like, okay, I seen something big. Like, I seen something that was going to be beneficial for you, but it was going to be beneficial for everybody that came out there, because I really do believe in my heart that the Holy Spirit is going to move. And when I was talking to one of the somebody that's actually going to open up, or one of the performances that's going to actually open up. And when I was talking to her, and when she was telling me what their team had been working on, and she was saying, you know, we had been working on this for a minute, and we didn't know what we was going to do to use this for, but she said, but it's all planning to play. So something that they had been practicing for a while back, they finally actually get to perform it at the event Saturday. And when she was telling me, like, some of the stuff, like, what they was going to be doing, and, like the song that they was going to be doing, I was like, yeah, God finna.
Yeah.
I'm finna show up and show out. I want to tell y'all, but I can't tell you because I can't tell you. I don't want to spoil a moment, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
Don't tell them. If they got to come and they got to find out, and even not cutting you off, we had a surprise, me and Makita both, because I texted her about it. And I'm like, hey, we was in the newspaper. And she made me feel old because she was like, newspaper, I don't read the newspaper. And I'm like, okay, I was at my grandma's house, let me say that. And actually, I was. And I really thought my Aunt Gloria was playing with me when she was reading it out loud. She's holding the newspaper because we had just, you know, I think I had just went in there in the living room with her. And I'm like, you playing, right? You know, you playing. She was like, okay, well, just read it for yourself. And I was reading it, and I promise you, I wanted to cry because I'm like, look at God. Like, who did this? Look at God. You know, yes, I had contacted the Herald to see if they would come out and, you know, and celebrate with us, take pictures and stuff. But they were telling me, okay, we don't have people to do this. We don't have people to do that. But look at God. God has already put things in place and decent and in order. You know, when you start things out decent and in order, God will continue to let things fall, let things rain. And I'm so happy. I know my cousin put it in Chester's paper. So, as far as the Herald, whoever is our secret angel, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for whoever wrote it up, because me and Marquita have no idea who did it. But, yeah, so God is really, he's going to be there. I'll just put it that way. God is going to be there. So you might come on and join in with God, you know, because he's going to be there.
And, you know, when you actually text me, because when you text me, I believe I was I believe I was asleep. I was doing fine. I don't know. But I know when you text me, it was like, what? And I just started thinking. I'm like, you know, I was like, God, I was like, it's truly opening doors because, you know, I just started out with an idea on a piece of paper. And it was just like once me and you came together and we just started brainstorming, it's like, wow, look at all the things that we came up with, all the different activities and how we, you know, reached out to different people to bring different people with different walks of life, different, you know, areas together to actually do this. But not only that, you know, God also blessed us with the opportunity to go on the radio station last Mother's Day. And to talk about the event and to give you the chance to tell your testimony. But not only that, like, we was blessed with flowers. It was just like, you know, the different doors God has opened up, you know, with us. I'm just like, wow, God.
Exactly.
That was nothing but God, the way it happened, because I know the only thing I did was reached out to the radio station. I never reached out to the Herald, but I know you said you did. But it's just crazy how he's opened these doors. So I just say I'm thankful.
Yes, yes, I am too. I'm grateful.
And I just want to tell you, because I know you're telling me thank you, you know, for putting the event together and doing this for you. But I just want to tell you thank you because I was kind of, you know how when you feel like you're in the wilderness or you feel like, you know, some of the things that you're doing is in vain and all of a sudden God will always send you somebody or some type of confirmation or whatever to continue to push to let you know that you're on the right track. And that's what happened, because I think when you reached out to me, I think it wasn't late at night, but it was kind of late at night. And I know you were saying that you was kind of hesitant to kind of do it just because, you know, you don't want to really ask people for stuff or reach out to people for, you know, certain things, but God placed it on your heart. And I'm glad that you did that because it lets me know that, you know, what I'm doing, it is not in vain. And it lets me know that I am helping somebody else to make a difference, because that's what my heart desired, to know that I can make a difference in somebody else's life, even if it's just for me just telling that person, I love you, I hope you have a good day. As long as I know that I can, that right there can make a difference and changing somebody's life from making a crazy choice or just giving them some type of hope to continue to go on, I'd be like, thank you, God. Because I pray that, you know, people see the light in me. You know, they see God in me and not me and myself. So I just want to tell you thank you for pushing forward and for reaching out to me, because it gave me hope to continue to push forward and the vision that God has actually put in me.
Yes, it definitely has to go with obedience and being obedient unto God. You know, doing this, you know, I've noticed that when I be obedient, because I had to speak. Well, I took my flyer down to my home church where I was baptized, and you know, they read it out in the church, and then she said, "Do you want to say something?" And I'm like, "I just finished talking on radio," is what I'm thinking. And I'm like, "God, okay, what I need to say?" And everybody always asks me, "Okay, what did you say?" I'm like, "I don't remember. It was nobody but God." But I'm glad I was obedient, because the lady there that's real friends and with our family, and she may be family, I'm not sure. But she gave me a donation, and I was like, you know, I was hesitant about going down there, because I actually told you after we got our radio station, you know, I think I really want to go to sleep, you know, because I took my medication. But I was obedient unto God, and I tell you guys, when you be obedient unto him, and I mean, it can be the smallest thing, handing somebody $5, handing them, you know, $1, you know, just saying, like she was saying, I love you. It can go a long way, because God, he's definitely going to bless you back just by being obedient unto him, because there's a lot of things that I know that we don't be obedient about, but if you can be obedient unto God, if you get that chance, take it, because God will bless you back. He will. Tenfold. It'll come back tenfold, as he say, you know, I bless you tenfold if you bring blessings unto me. So, yes, God is awesome.
Yes,
and we talked about him. I guess my mouth just continues to go and go and go. And like Miss Elder Tule said when on the phone call, she was like, okay, now don't let the pastor come out of you. And we laughed, and I was like, no, I promise you, it's not going to come out, you know, while I'm standing amongst all these people in the church, because I know it's a lot of people there. But, yeah, you know, when you start talking about God, talking about the goodness of God, it's amazing what, you know, the things that will come out of your mouth. And because if he wanted to say it, oh, it's going to come out. It's going to come up and come out, whatever's in you. So I'm blessed for that.
And that's true. Excuse me. So for all my listeners, tonight's host is Ms. Jamisa Mickle, and tonight's topic is Help Me Fight for a Kidney. So if you have a question or a comment that you would have for my sister, please feel free to press 1 to ask your question or to give a comment. If you have a question, please feel free to press 1 to ask a question or to give a comment. So we do have about 14 minutes left. So I know that you have, you know, pretty much let the listeners know what you're dealing with on a daily basis or whatever. But I want to give you the opportunity. Is it something that God laid on your heart, regardless of if it's for tonight's topic or being obedient, whatever it is, it is something that God has laid on your heart to say, I would like to give you the opportunity to say it, or any type of word of encouragement, whatever it is that you would like to share with the listeners.
I would just like to say, guys, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, it's not bigger than God. Nothing that you do is not, because God is bigger than everything. If he can create the heavens and the earth, if he can put all these things amongst us day in, day out, if he can help you bear children, you know, if he can wake you up in the morning, you know that he's bigger than any situation that you're going through. All you got to call is the name of Jesus, and he'll be there for you. All you got to do is say a prayer. You know, I've been in surgery, and you know, my last surgery was very difficult, and I'm breathing really, really fast. And the only thing I can say is, have mercy. And I kid you not, this lady come and rubbed on my face, and it seemed like my whole body just got content with itself. So if you can say, Lord, have mercy in a situation like that, just imagine the things that, you know, having fights with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or, you know, bills not being paid on time. Give it to God. Because God can do anything, you know. Yes, my situation is kind of heavy, but then I go back and forth to different doctor's offices, and I'm confronted with, you know, different other situations. I'm done, you know. I'm complaining about this little thing, but look at her. She has something totally different to me, and it seems like every time I go to the doctor's office, they're, like, looking at me, and we start talking about our different illness. And I'm like, dang, God, that even though she's going through that was an encouragement for me to know, you know, I'm not the only one out here fighting a battle. I'm not the only one waking up tired. I'm not the only one being sick. But God is there. You know, my son doesn't have his father in his life now, but God is there. God is going to help me raise this child, you know, and with me not having my job now, and I used to work in substance abuse. If you ever have experienced substance abuse in your family, you know, with you know that it's a trial and a tribulation, you know, drinking and drugs and, you know, drugging all night long. And I'm just glad that I've had that opportunity. Well, you can go through what I'm going through and encourage somebody. You know that's nobody but God. Even on your bad days, you can encourage. So I just ask you guys, no matter what you're facing, no matter how you wake up, encourage somebody. Speak to your boss. Speak to the lady in the lunchroom, the guy cleaning up the floor. Speak to them, because you never know. You never, never know what a person is going through. They can look good, but you never know on the inside what they're facing. So I'm not sure if that was all a word of encouragement, examples, or however, but
be encouraged for yourself, for your friends, for your family. Be an encourager for all of those different people. Stay encouraged because nothing is bigger than our God. Nothing. Nothing. And I know you guys probably can attest to that because you've gone through so much. You've gone through the colds and, you know, light bill not being paid, rent not being paid, kicked out. However, you know, but God is good. God will do anything that you ask of him. You know, we have not because we ask not. So just believe. Have faith in him because my God is awesome. The God I serve, he is awesome. He's given me 26 years of life, and even though it's been hard, tribulations, you know, going through all this different stuff, my faith, yes, it's not strong, but God said have a faith of a mustard seed. And if you guys have ever seen a mustard seed, it's little. It's a pin drop. And if you have that faith, I promise you God will pull you through any situation that you're going through. And I don't want to say no more on that subject. Because my body even getting warm, and I'm starting to feel God in this car, in my car. And I'm blessed, y'all. I am blessed. Even though I have this situation that dialysis is nothing but life support, I'm blessed. I have supporters from everywhere, and I just thank God for it. And God has really opened up that door since I'm having Carnival for even have more supporters. So I thank each and every one of you, if you are listening on the call, I thank you guys for joining in because even like I tell you, it's a blessing for me, but God is definitely going to benefit you as well. So I'm joyed. And Marquita, you can have it. You kind of turn it back over to you. But I am definitely excited for what, you know, God is doing and what he's going to do in my life as well as you guys' life.
Amen. Well, we have about 9 minutes left. And if it's fine with you, I would like to go ahead and cut the call short. Excuse me, my throat is really bothering me. And so, but if that's fine with you, excuse me, I don't know what's going on.
I guess if you don't mind if I close in a word of prayer, and then we'll just go ahead and cut the call off.
That's fine.
Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you tonight. Father God, I thank you for joining us all together on this call. Father God, I ask you that you bless right now, Father God, whether it be a healing, Father God, whether it be a financial blessing, whether it just be a blessing among our brain, Father God. Father God, mentally that you come in right now. Father God, you remove anything that's not of you, Father God. Father God, that you touch our hearts, our minds, our soul, you know, touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God. Father God, then I ask you that you touch my dear sister right now, Father God. Father God, that you touch her that she may not be getting sick, Father God. Father God, that you do what only you can do. And Father God, as we close tonight, Father God, I ask that you give us words of encouragement, Father God, to move on, to continue to fight, Father God, to be of you, to be a living vessel unto you, Father God. Father God, just blessed right now. And Father God, I didn't mention, but for my brother, Father God, that he's going to try and give me a transplant, Father God, I ask you that you bless his body, that no illness come unto him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so very much for that. Thank you most definitely for stepping in for me to close out in prayer. So thank you very much. I would like to leave you guys excuse me. I would like to leave you guys with the quote. And that quote is, you have to fight through some bad days to earn the best days of your life. So I thank you so very much for being a guest host on tonight's show. For all my listeners, I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I look forward to seeing you guys at the event this Saturday, May 21st, between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Well Center. And I love you guys, and I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Oh.